escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 7th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1958, NASA announced that it was preparing Project Mercury, a program to create a vehicle that would make manned space travel possible, as well as a crash program to select experienced test pilots to fly the Mercury vehicle.
Final fabrication of a number of capsules is well underway. On the production line at the McDonnell plant, several capsules are in various stages of construction. After the capsule fabrication is completed, the various subsystems will be installed. The assembled capsules will then be subjected to an intensive environmental testing program. The entire system must be able to withstand extreme heat and cold, high pressure and vacuum, vibration and noise, high accelerations, and all of these tests will be performed on the ground before the capsule will be certified as being ready for flight. Project Mercury, the nation's manned orbital spaceflight program, is a continuing program of concurrent efforts in research, development, engineering, manufacturing, test, and training, all aimed at the focal point of successful manned spaceflight at the earliest possible time.
In 2002, astronomers discovered the largest object that had been found in the solar system in 70 years, a billion miles further away than Pluto, and approximately half the size of Pluto. Quawar was considered by many to be a possible new planet, until the term planet was redefined a few years later, meaning that neither Quawar or Pluto were planets. In 2002, Space Shuttle Atlantis lifted off for an 11-day flight to the International Space Station, installing radiator panels that radiate built-up heat away from the station. This was flight number 26 for Atlantis, and the 111th flight of a space shuttle.
15 seconds. 13. 11. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. We have both main engines start. 2. 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Atlantis, building the station and our future in space.
Houston now controlling the flight of Atlantis.
In 2008, a meteoroid weighing around 80 tons exploded in Earth's atmosphere 23 miles over the Sudanese desert. 20 pounds of fragments were recovered. This was the first time that NASA's Space Guard survey had detected the approach of a near-Earth object, but even then, there was less than a day's warning of its approach. And in 2012, the Dragon capsule was in business as the first cargo run lifted off to dock with the International Space Station under a new commercial contract between NASA and SpaceX.
At T-minus 3 seconds, the 9 Merlin engines of the first stage will ignite.
10, 9, 8, 7.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And liftoff. Liftoff of the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, launching Dragon to the International Space Station and returning cargo resupply missions to U.S. soil.
Physicist Niels Bohr was born today in 1885. Composer Marco Beltrami, the man behind the music of World War Z, Terminator 3, and the revival of V, was born in 1966. Edgar Allan Poe died on this day in 1849. In 1982, pinball maker Gottlieb managed to land a solid hit in the video arcade with the help of a little orange guy with a big nose. Qbert became one of the most recognizable characters in the arcade, and Gottlieb wasted no time licensing him out for toys, children's books, and even his own cartoon as part of Saturday Morning Supercade on CBS. In 1991, there was a new face aboard the Enterprise.
You were helpful.
The blankets were helpful. Nothing I said mattered.
In an age when that technology should be able to clothe and feed all of them, they should live like this.
I couldn't, and I wouldn't. That's one reason I ran away. They're lost, defeated. I will never be.
The Star Trek The Next Generation episode Ensign Row introduced not only the character it was named for, but the Bajoran-Cardassian conflict and the entire backstory that would become part of Star Trek Deep Space Nine. And in 1993, the Red Dwarf crew started its sixth season facing mind-reading shapeshifters.
This is Captain Tower of the SCS Pioneer. We're under attack. Some form of scavengers. Sirens. They lured us onto this godforsaken asteroid, killed most of the crew.
Is this genuine?
Don't try to help us. We're finished. Save yourselves.
Kachansky!
Dave, is that you?
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.